Absolutely love that one. Now, we have, as promised, Ali McPhee from Wish Rescue. So, hi, Ali, how are you going?
Good morning. I'm really well. Yourself?
Yeah, very, very well. And thank you so much for agreeing to be on the show this morning to sort of share the Wish Rescue message and talk about some of the pooches that you've currently got in foster care.
Yeah, more than a pleasure.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit, for those that don't know about Wish Rescue, share a little bit of the Wish story there for us.
Okay, well, Wish started some 5, 6, 7 years ago. Kylie Wishart started Wish as a passion of hers to help dogs. We mainly look after the country animals. We yep. used to do cats as well. But mainly because they all need their own vet work. They all need homes and things like that. And we find that a lot of the ones in the remote communities are actually needing the help with their health, you know, the worming, their flea treatments, tick treatments and things yep. like that. So basically, if you've got a healthy dog, you've usually got a healthy community because dogs will lick faces and things like that with the children, and the children will get worms and things like that. So
yep.
we're just all about looking after these beautiful animals in WA and over, you know, states, things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, no, that's lovely. And you know, I'm really impressed at the breadth of the area that, I know WA is the biggest state, but you guys cover that really, really well and go all over the place. And you've even been interstate, I know, from past stories right. as well to rescue animals. So that's an absolute credit to the whole team at yeah. Wish when they do that. So you do, obviously, we have had a chat off air and prior to today about today. So we thought that would be a really good idea to talk about some of the pooches that are currently looking for foster care. So would you like to share a bit about the three that we were going to feature today?
Yes, well, the three that we are featuring, I've had personal interaction with them. They've been fosters in my own home. I've yep. actually looked after one as a litter, a pup and a litter. One came in, I think I've collected all three of them actually from various pounds or communities.
Yeah.
The first little girl, Bindi, she came in full of puppies. She came in pregnant, one of these girls unwanted pregnancy.
Yeah.
And she came in and she had her 9 puppies down in our southern foster care with Meredith. And after the pups have all been adopted, she's come to Perth to have her vet work done, and she's yeah. currently in foster care with Phil. She's a beautiful little Staffy. She's a medium Staffy.
Yeah.
She's a cuddle monster.
Oh.
Her foster family loves it. She'll cuddle me to death and things like that. She's really good. She's good with cats at the moment.
Yeah.
Children, we've had my grandchildren were around her a couple of times, and she's quite friendly. She can be stubborn, but her new foster parents have got her out of the stubbornness of sitting on the couch and not coming when she's told.
Right.
So she's very obedient at the moment. So she's 2.5.
Yeah.
Well, she will be coming up to 2.5. She's had all her vet work done, which is her worm, fleeing, desexing, vaccination, and as normal, the adoption fee is $650, which includes everything.
Yeah.
So she's looking for her home.
Yeah.
She's also another little lad that we've had, Murphy.
Yes.
He is a gorgeous-looking dude. He's tan with a black face, happy smiles. He was adopted. He came back through no fault of his own.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes things just don't work out. And he's nearly one. He was with us for a couple of weeks here. He's learned his manners. He knows how to sit for his dinner and wait. He's great with kids. We've had grandchildren once again. The temp tester, the poor grandchildren.
Yeah.
That's what you happened for. Murphy is such a dude. He is still really such a little pup.
Yes.
But when you first meet him, he was a little bit wary, and he will bark. But he gets to know you. He settles down, and then he just goes off in his own merry little way. So he's currently in foster care with Nikki and yeah. her family,
mm-hmm.
And doing quite well at the moment. And the last girl we've got is Georgia. Now, Georgia is a medium to large mastiff. She is brindle, and she's beautiful. She's got these gorgeous, soulful eyes.
Mm.
when she was posted on the Wish Animal Rescue Team Facebook page, Kylie did say, "Don't be fooled by her eyes. They're not sad. They're looking, give me that piece of cheese eyes."
So she uses them, right?
Oh, yeah. She's just got beautiful eyes. She is playful. She's very gentle when she's playing. One of the other foster carers, Cheryl, was around over the week, and she was with her granddaughter, and she was quite gentle with the two-year-old, which was good.
Beautiful.
But so she's had all her vet work done as well as all three.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all ready, willing to go, basically, looking for their families.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. So that's Bindi, who's a two-and-a-half-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Staffy, medium-sized. We've got Murphy, who's the one-year-old, tan and black-faced. What breed is Murphy?
Mastiff, but he's a small mastiff. Not sure whether he continued to grow, but then again, you know, 12 months later, you never know.
He's
a medium-sized dog.
Yeah.
And then you've got young Georgia.
Georgia as well. Yeah. So look, look, guys, for those that are listening in, so, and if you are interested in either Bindi, Murphy or Georgia, and you kind of think, you know what, I want to adopt and not shop, absolutely jump on to the Facebook page, onto Wish Rescue in Perth, and they've got a Facebook page there, and all the links are there for you to make inquiries about these pooches that are really looking for forever homes. And I actually met a couple of these pooches when I went to your place, Ali. They were there, weren't mm-hmm. they, when I popped in. And they're absolutely gorgeous, natured animals. And you know what? They would give you years and years of love and friendship, right?
That's right.
So look, sorry, go on.
Sorry, all of our dogs are actually listed on the Pet Rescue page as well. But if you go to our main Facebook page and follow the links, as you said, they will go through.
Yeah.
And even scroll through the page, looking at all the dogs that have been adopted or up for adoption.
Yeah.
A lot of them, you know, we've got over 25 to 30 odd dogs looking for homes. Some are on Pet Rescue,
mm-hmm.
some are not. Through, you know, they could have there's medical issues, or they could be pregnant, or you know, with litters, things like that,
mm-hmm.
health issues. Sometimes they're not always listed there, but if you have a look at our page, you can see what goes on behind the scenes, sort of thing.
Beautiful. Now, Ali, what we'll do is I'm going to go to a song, and then what we'll do is when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about a couple of other pooches that we want to just do a bit of a shout out about, and let people know. So, guys, look, what we're going to do is really appropriate. We're going to play Rescue Me.
Down and out. Lonely as the moon, where would I be without you, baby? I'd be a cork in the river, floating out to sea, waiting for your love to rescue me. Lost for answers I can't explain, why this sadness takes a hold on me. I'm just a feather in the wind, spinning aimlessly, waiting for your love to rescue me. Rescue me. Rescue me, rescue me, rescue me. Please don't listen, it's the mood I'm in. I need to shake the winter from my bones. I'm just a dog in the desert, too much dust to see, waiting for your love to rescue me, rescue me, rescue me, rescue me, rescue me. As the moon, where would I be without you, baby? I'd be a cork in a river, floating out to sea, waiting for your love to rescue me, rescue me, rescue me. Rescue me, rescue me, rescue me, rescue me, rescue me, rescue me. Waiting for your love to rescue me.
There we go, guys. So that was Rescue Me by John Williamson. And so, such an appropriate song, because I'm talking to Ali McPhee from Wish Rescue Perth. So, Ali, and we're back.
Oh, hi. We're back.
Yeah, we are love back. We are back. It is a beautiful song, right? I absolutely love that one, and so appropriate for our interview here. So, Ali, we were talking off air about one of the border collies that Wish actually went over to. Was it Adelaide that she came from initially? Yeah. She was from the group from Adelaide that you had. So tell us a little bit about that, and then about this little girl.
Right. Well, you know, a team of us travelled over the Nullarbor a few times to collect some of these, to rescue some of these border collies from South Australia.
Yeah.
And they've come into foster care, and they were very shy, very timid and things. But what's actually happened is that they've all been adopted to beautiful families and all showing beautiful progress.
Yeah.
And one lucky girl has been traveling with her mum and dad down south on holidays, and she's decided to go missing. So we're putting a shout out to anybody in the Porongrub area that young Freya, who's Freya, black and white border collie, is missing from the caravan park, that area. All the authorities have been notified, the vets, rangers, and the microchip company. But if anybody can share, go to our main Facebook page, share the post, or keep an eye out for her if you're in that area or have friends or family down there or travelling down there.
Yeah.
Her parents are devastated, as are we.
Yeah.
And we just want to get that, you know, there's been over 300 shares from our Facebook page, but the more sharing, you know, hopefully she will be found sooner than later, because she's very shy still.
Yeah.
She'll be very, very scared. And mum and dad are heartbroken, so we're just, you know, putting a shout out there for a missing pooch.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, guys, as per what Alice just said, jump onto the Wish Rescue Facebook page and share that post. Tell people about it. Let's see if we can find Freya and get her reunited with her mummy and daddy. Okay, because they're all going to be devastated. Even Freya will be sort of pretty out of sorts, I'd imagine.
Not
being away from mum and dad. I know that they can fret quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Ali, thank you so much for, you know, coming on to the show and sharing a little bit more about Wish Rescue, highlighting those gorgeous pooches, so Bindi, Murphy and Georgia as well, so and telling us a little bit more about that. I'd love to have you back maybe next month and do that again, and share some other pooches that you may have that you'd like to highlight. What do you think?
Yeah, have to be lovely. You know, there's one boy, Louis, who's everyone's keeping tabs on at the moment.
Yeah.
It'd be great to give you a rundown on Louis and see how he's going with his weight loss program.
Yes, yes, because he is a gorgeous man and in a great foster home at the moment. That's and, nice. Yes, seeing his progress is absolutely fabulous. So.
Yes, it is.
Awesome. Ali, thank you so much for your time this morning. Big shout out to the team from Wish Rescue as well. And, guys, please jump onto Facebook, share the post about Freya. Let's try and get her home to her mum and dad. And, you know, always, if you're thinking about getting a dog, please go and to Wish Rescue and, you know, have a look there because we've got some gorgeous animals that are currently looking for homes.
That's right, we do.
Beautiful. Ali, thank you so much. I'm going to go to, now where am I going to go to? I'm going to play Caught Up in Country by Rodney Adkins and the Fisk Jubilee Singers. Whoa, that was a bit of a mouthful. But here we go, guys. Enjoy that.
Square bills, flatbeds, clothesline, sunsets, sky blue, barn red.